Renzo Piano. The Centre Georges Pompidou for National Art and Culture. The Centre Pompidou was built between 1971 and 1977. The design by the architects Renzo Piano and Richard Rogers, Florence, June 23, 1933, was chosen from a total of 681 entries, following a competition to requalify the Les Halles district, with the creation of a large cultural space. The Centre Pompidou, which is also known as Beaubourg, totally overturned the most deep-rooted architectural practices. A high-tech building, it places all the functional structural elements on the outside of the building, in brightly coloured pipes and ducts. Blue for air conditioning, yellow for electrical wiring, green for plumbing, red for circulating people, escalators and lifts. This frees up the vast interior exhibition spaces and makes it one of the largest modern art museums in the world. The structure consists of a large glass and steel rectangular body. An external staircase, supported by metal tie rods, dominates the exterior facade. Instead of traditional walls, there are transparent windows which allow the visitor to glimpse the interior spaces of the building. The strength of this work lies in its marked contrast to the surrounding urban area. It has absolutely nothing in common with other buildings, and proclaims its role as a popular cultural workshop for the public. The building is divided into four stories of about 7,500 square metres, without walls or pillars. Spaces are divided between departments that are each represented by a different colour. There's a research institute for music and acoustics, purple, in the basement. The ground floor houses a reception area and the library, with more than 1 million books. This continues on the first and second floor, blue. The third and fourth floors house the National Museum of Modern Art, red, which has more than 50,000 artworks consisting of paintings, sculptures, drawings, and photographs. If on the outside the Centre Pompidou appears as an intricate jumble of steel, recalling an industrial plant or a modern sculpture, the interior is pleasant and bright. It allows the public to approach books, documents and works of art without excessive formalities, thus placing the visitor in a privileged position to fully enjoy the structure.